Superintendent Sweat first began the video by outlining what the closure means for the immediate future for students and district staff.
Students will not show up to school on Monday morning or at any time during the two-week period unless you're invited to do so by one of your teachers or a principal. We have almost 1,000 employees here in Wasatch County School District. Teachers and staff, teacher aides, even our bus drivers, we want all of our employees to please show up Monday morning at the regularly scheduled time unless you've heard something different from your direct supervisor.
Sweat noted that lunches will be available on a grab-and-go basis, meaning students who want or need lunches can go to a nearby school and take a sack lunch to go, emphasizing students should not eat their meals together on school grounds. Additionally, buses will be sent with lunches to the Walsburg Town Hall and Todd Hollow areas. Sweat also clarified that the district will not be providing daycare for single parents or homes that have two working parents.
We know this is a difficult time for some families with child care. I believe the governor made his announcement Friday to give you a couple of days to line up some sort of additional child care than what you normally have. Unfortunately, that's not something that the school will be able to help you with. We're hoping that you can turn to extended family, neighbors, friends, and others in the community to work out your child care situation.
The district did send many elementary and secondary students home with electronic devices to continue work on Friday. Parents and students will be hearing from their teachers in the coming days about how instruction will continue. Sweat urged parents not to panic if they don't hear from their teachers until as late as Wednesday as the school makes and finalizes instructional plans. Secondary students who forgot their devices at school can pick them up next week. They are encouraged to call ahead to schedule that pickup. Sweat said the district believes 90% of the student population has internet access in their homes. Those who do not are encouraged to contact their school principal.
We have some ways to help provide you with internet access during this two-week time period. And we have some of our internet providers that's willing to go the extra mile to help you. So for that 8 to 10% in our district that does not have internet access, please let us know. Let your principal know. We're going to help you out so that you do have it.
Sweat said the secondary schools do still plan to have their third quarter term end on Thursday, but they will be giving students and teachers some flexibility. The district does not know how long the dismissal will last. At the moment, it's been declared for 2 weeks, with reevaluations taking place later on. Questions should be directed first to your school's principal. Questions can also be directed to the district via email to questions@wasatch.edu. Sweat noted that the technological emphasis from the district has prepared the district for moments like this.
We believe and have every intention of providing all of our students with a very meaningful educational experience during this 2 weeks. And by meaningful, I mean activities that are directly linked to our learning targets. We do not plan on sending you any activities to do other than those that will help you meet those objectives that your teachers, principals have set forth for you as students.
Sweat finally added that they are aware things will not be perfect, but the district plans to be flexible, fair, and understanding of families and students. You can find a full link to the video on kpcw.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.